Poll: Americans overwhelmingly oppose Biden's spending agenda. By Paul Bois on November 3, 2021. A new Harvard Capps/Harris poll spells bad news for Biden, with an overwhelming number of Americans opposed to his much-touted spending plan. Asked if they would favor or oppose a $1.50 to $2 trillion social spending bill that would be financed by increasing the deficit and tax increases, a whopping 58% of those polled opposed the costly measure. 56% of those polled also agreed that such a massive spending bill would increase inflation, while only 44% said the spending bill would either decrease or have no effect on inflation. After the results in the Virginia gubernatorial election on Tuesday night, Democrats already have an uphill battle heading into the 2022 midterms. According to the poll, the spending bill will only make matters worse, with a full 56% of those polled saying they would be less likely to vote for a representative in favor of the agenda. The survey was conducted online within the United States between October 26 to 28, among 1,578 registered voters. Results were weighted for age within gender, region, race/ethnicity, marital status, household size, income, employment, education, political party, and political ideology where necessary to align them with their actual proportions in the population, the poll noted. On the infrastructure bill, the poll fared slightly better for President Biden and the Democrats, with 66% in favor versus 34% opposed. On whether or not the infrastructure bill should have been voted on right away as opposed to being held up in tandem with the reconciliation bill, 61% of those polled believed that the bill should have been voted on right away versus 39% in favor of the wait. Worse for President Biden, on virtually every subject, from the economy to foreign policy to the coronavirus pandemic, the president's approval rating remained well below 50%. His lowest, 33% in favor of his handling of Afghanistan. A majority, 58%, of those polled also believed that Biden is currently too old for the presidency, while only 47% believed him to be mentally fit.